With KAZU News, I'm Lisa Ledeen. Californians are used to the idea of recycling cans, bottles, and paper, but the idea of recycling water is, well, a little hard to swallow for some. In fact, the process is sometimes dubbed toilet to tap. It's a phrase the people at Pure Water Monterey quickly dismiss. They say the advanced water purification facility being built in Marina is an important step in quenching the thirst of the water-starved Monterey Peninsula. KEZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
Dave Stolt stands in a line of officials holding golden shovels and wearing hard hats as they break ground on Pure Water Monterey, a first-of-its-kind water recycling plant. Stolt is general manager of the Monterey Peninsula Water Management District, one of the partners in this project. He says toilet to tap is not a good way to describe what's going to happen here.
Well, it's not all just wastewater. It's a unique, innovative set of supplies.
While other water recycling plants, like the one in Orange County, only use wastewater, Stolt says this one is unique because it goes beyond that. Pure Water Monterey will be the first plant to create drinking water from recycling four different sources. Wastewater from homes and businesses.
Wash water that's used to make the prepackaged lettuce.
Plus stormwater and agricultural runoff. All that arrives at the Monterey Regional Water Pollution Control Agency, the other partner on this project. Here, it will go through two levels of treatment before reaching a full-scale version of this place.
So we are at the Advanced Water Purification Demonstration Facility.
Mike McCullough gives me a tour of the demonstration plant. We walk past a purple door that reads, "Welcome to the Future of Water." McCullough works for the Monterey Regional Water Pollution Control Agency. He normally gives these tours to interested community members. Inside, the far wall is covered with a series of pipes, tubes, and gauges that fill the room with a hum. Signs hanging from the ceiling label each step of the process. First, it's ozone.
So the ozone starts breaking down the molecules, whether it's bacteria, organics, things like that, into smaller pieces.
Those smaller pieces are filtered out during the next step in the process called ultrafiltration. Then the water goes through reverse osmosis. The final step is advanced oxidation.
Really, it's kind of a disinfection process.
And from here, the water will be injected into the ground in the seaside aquifer. McCullough ends every tour by saying,
"So I say, hey, the water is available. If you want to drink it, you can drink it."
He says not everyone takes a drink. Some have lingering concerns about safety. Others just can't get past the ick factor. By this point in our tour, we've been joined by others attending the groundbreaking. That is to say, people excited about this project. Jean-Pierre Wolf grabs a cup of water.
Tastes better than bottled water.
No hesitation drinking the water.
Oh yeah, none whatsoever. And I have an engineering background, so I'm totally comfortable with this.
He's chair of the Regional Water Quality Control Board, which approved the permit for the facility. The full-scale version should be making water by May 2019.
So we view this project as being a very good step forward to provide some what I call water security in the total portfolio.
This project is just part of the portfolio that aims to solve the Monterey Peninsula's water problem, which dates back to the 90s when it became clear Cal-Am was taking too much water from the Carmel River. Cal-Am will buy this water for its Monterey Peninsula customers. It's also moving forward with its proposed desalination plant in Marina. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.